Hi, it's David Oakes. Glad you tuned into the show today. I'm going to give you six insights into why people give to you. It matters what you believe about what you do in your fundraising. It's from the book Mega Gifts with Gerald Panis. Wonderful day for you to have tuned in. Fundraisers struggle to find the strategies and the confidence they need to see their mission fully funded. I help fundraisers lean into their visionary capacity, say thank you, tell stories, and get happy all the way to the bank. Stay tuned for today's show. Today's show is brought to you by the book, Visionary Fundraising. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. For over a year, I've dedicated myself to writing down everything you need to be challenged to in order to double, triple, quadruple, and more the income that you receive as a visionary. You can buy my book today at Amazon.com for $19.99, or for you digital readers, got a good deal for you. Go click the link in the show notes, go to my website, and you can buy the digital version for $4.99. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. Six insights into why people give to you. The more you understand about why people give you their hard-earned money, the more money you will be able to attract. When you understand why people give to you, you stop wasting a lot of time with the wrong people and you begin doing the right things and investing great time with the right people. Reading through the book Mega Gifts, Who Gives Them, Who Gets Them by Gerald Panis, a classic, an amazing, wonderful book. Gerald interviews, I think, 100 people. I told you yesterday, I don't remember if it was 50, 100 people. But he interviews a lot of people who have given $1 million or more. Most of these people have given gifts of $1 million many times, 50 men and women I'm looking at. So Gerald interviews 50 people who have given $1 million, all their gifts, at least $1 million, at least one time, many of them multiple times. He interviews these people, he interviews their spouses, and then he goes and interviews 1,000 fundraisers who are in the space asking and receiving these kinds of gifts. So six insights really quickly that Gerald gives after chapter two, why people give. Okay, you're ready for number one. For most people, giving is not rational. The first insight to realize about why people give to you, they don't give to you because it makes sense. They don't give because they've sat down and rationalized this is the most, it makes the most sense for me to put my money here in this organization. It's not rational. Their giving is emotional. Always remember, when people give, it's not a rational decision. They may look for rationality after they have emotionally decided that they're going to give to you. So the first thing you want to do in all of your collateral, all of your marketing collateral, all your giving collateral, all of your speeches, everything you want to do, is grab them by their emotions, and they immediately, when you grab them by their emotions, inside they may it may not even be conscious, but they make a decision. I'm moved and I'm listening and I want to give here. Then they will look for the intellect or the rationality. So you want to give them some rationality, but people don't give to you because it makes sense. It's not a rational decision. It is an emotional thing. People give to you because they say, I love them. I love what they're trying to do. It's exciting. And just on the inside, it appeals to me. So that's point number two. Point number one. Point number two, passion rather than reason rules. This is just a further explanation of the first insight. Not many people compile a list of organizations that need their help and then logically weigh the pros and cons. They don't do that. They don't give to the institution. They don't give to the organization who needs the money the most. Good gracious. Some of the organizations that raise the most money already have the most money. So people are not giving to you for reason. Reason doesn't rule. Passion does. Point number three, people don't give for tax reasons. Although if there's a tax advantage, that's an added bonus. But when people decide emotionally, when people look for the logic after they've decided emotionally to give to you, part of that logic might include, and we get a tax write-off, but that's not the number one reason why people give. So for giving for tax advantage, it's not really a big motivator for why people give to you. They have thousands and thousands. It's actually, they have 1.54 million opportunities to give to nonprofits here in the United States. They all have tax exemption. So that's not something special. That's just an added benefit. Okay, insight number four. $1 million givers almost always have a history with the organizations that they support at the $1 million level. There, Jerry says this in the book, there is virtually no evidence that they make a gift in the range of $1 million without any prior experience with the institution itself. Here's what he's saying. If you want someone to give you a $1 million gift, interact with them, get their $100 gift. Get them at the $250 level. Get them at the $1,000 level. Get them at the $5,000 levels. You see, $1 million gifts are grown from $100 gifts. Nobody's raised more money in this country than Harvard. Harvard has done the biggest campaigns on earth. And they did a study, and they have more $1 million donors than any other organization on the planet. They did a little study and they looked back at all their $1 million donors. Almost all of them, not quite, but almost all of them, their first gift was $100 or less. So how do you get multi-million-dollar folks to give you a $1 million gift? Start courting them at the $100 level. Bring them in to your monthly donor giving group at the $100 level, and you grow $1 million gifts from the $100 level. Okay, last insight, next to the last. It is quite clear that when someone makes a gift to you, if the experience is positive, it will not be the last, and their subsequent gifts will be larger. So when you get someone who gives to you for the first time, if you treat them well, and most $1 million donors give test gifts, y'all, they will give a gift of $100 or less to your organization, and then they wait to see what will be the response. How will you treat them? Is their relationship there for them with you, with a person in your organization? So when someone gives to you, this is a great insight. Always assume there's a whole lot more where that came from, but most people don't give the second gift. 85%, 86% of people who give for the first time never give that elusive second gift. So when someone gives, you got to go wonderfully crazy on them. And if their experience is wonderful, they will always give another gift. And y'all, here's the deal. That next gift will be larger, and the next one larger, and the next one larger. And then the last insight, what is this? Insight number six, the last insight Jerry gives here in chapter two is that in virtually all cases, no one has ever given $1 million gift. No one's ever given a large gift without having been directly asked to do so. So when people give large gifts to you, they only give them because you personally, face to face, sat down with them, had an interaction that was positive, listened to them, and you specifically asked them for that large amount. You don't meet with high capacity people and say, well, just whatever you think you can do. Let them know. Here's what we need. I need the first donor. I need a donor to give $1 million. Would you consider, you and your spouse, would you get on your knees? Would you pray? Would you ask God? Would you consider being the first person? The first gifts are always hardest. I need someone to break out of the pack and help us to get our momentum going. Would you give $1 million? Would you give 500,000. You got to know their capacity. And listen, if they have the capacity and you ask largely of them, they're not offended. They actually feel good. If they can give $1 million gift and you ask them for $1 million, they're not going to hate you for that. If they can give a $500,000 gift and you ask them for that, they're not going to hate you for that. If they can give a $100,000 gift or a $50,000 gift and you ask them, would they consider it? Would you give at that level? Would you pray about it? Can I get back with you in 3 days and see, just please, would you? You don't have to tell me now. Would you consider that? When you ask largely, your donors who have the capacity to do that, they will do it. So the last insight Jerry gives is people who give largely have almost never given those large gifts without someone specifically meeting with them and asking them to give it. Okay, that's our show for today. We'll keep going here in this amazing book and on our next show. Until then, don't forget you are a visionary. You were put here for a divine purpose. You were put here to leave this earth that you found in a better place. And it's going to come by you getting all the money that you need to carry out the vision, that history that God has put into your heart. Until next time, David Oakes saying, so long.